Now we want to have a little fun with real audio. We kind of want to do the consolation game, as sure. tomorrow morning will be the World Cup consolation game, the third place game, which I don't really know why they do it, because it's not really starters playing, and they kind of half-ass it, but
get more money, right? Do they get a bronze medal like you do in the Olympics or
other
something?
Teams?
They get a bronze shin pad?
They should get something. Working their butts off out there, those little champions. But it was a pretty strong week of the e-break this week, and usually, to peel the curtain back a little bit, Jerry usually has about 5 or 6 e-breaks that he pulls during the week, and George will go in there a couple segments beforehand and say, okay, these are my 3 favorite, we're going to work with these. And strong week this week. Congratulations, Sam Hale, on your big win. Take a bow.
You have an acceptance speech.
Yeah, if you'd like to give an acceptance speech, the floor is yours. You got
play is underway.
Okay, thank you. Came out of the gate pretty hot there. But there was at least 4 this week that didn't get nominated that I thought were truly worthy of it. Now,
poor
Sam, I think.
Decide?
Because we said we're not taking calls.
You want me to do fake
show.
Natalie Maine?
Sure. Okay. And then we have to have someone say vaginal slice born.
Maybe we should take calls and we'll have one person pick the winner. It
may
be a full voting process.
We'll see.
It's up to Trey.
We'll kind of feel this thing out. Let's see how this segment kind of feels.
Okay.
But of course, Sam won. We had Dwayne nominated.
Did he win?
Or Sam?
Yeah.
I heard the controversy.
We talked about it. Remember?
Ooh. Yeah. But I'll still give it to him, even though Dwayne was great. And then Cash was nominated for the C-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But one that I think was definitely, and usually fights.
Chip Wagner.
Chip Wagner. Okay, well, we've got another C-bomb that we're going to play in this segment from the ticket's very own Cash Saroy. But this one went through the cracks, as it seems like they're trying to protect their own, and this might have been Fernando leaning over and saying, hey, maybe we don't play this.
Man, you can do this
in the morning
when you're in here on your 3-7 perch. I don't know if Bordop Mino is doing this.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not. This and this isn't Mino speaking. This is Davey.
Okay.
But yeah, this was during the biggest show coming to town on Tuesday, and they were talking about the band The Fix.
Okay.
If you're familiar with The Fix, me, I'm really not that familiar. But I guess it kind of hit close to home with Georgie, and the others were kind of bashing him, and mostly Fernando is trying to make some jokes at The Fix expense, but George wasn't really having it.
Which one is that?
It's
this
the
on the
one,
ticket or
yeah, it's in my T drive. It's in my T drive.
Like we
Mino
might have our own e break.
Mino folder.
Fun of e-break.
We can talk about it a little more if we want to like reenact.
Didn't you just go in there and talk to me about
it's
this?
It's fine. It's fine.
Hi, Craig. Hi,
what
George.
Happened?
Hi, Gordon.
It's fine. We talked about
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't
right,
play us on e-break.
Okay, yes. This is the e-break.
Kick their nuts.
That did not get nominated.
They came up in studio.
He couldn't sing because he had a sore throat.
They gave you a rider of different instruments that you had to provide
and
them.
We got them, and then they couldn't play.
And then they came up here, and you had all their instruments that you had spent a week
compiling. Well, it doesn't
compiling.
Matter. What do you want to do, an instrumental?
I said,
so I couldn't
no,
sing.
We don't want to play.
And they wanted a tube of paste, too.
Right.
Yeah, we had to get some grocery supplies.
They made our promotions guy take them to Walmart where they could buy some toothpaste.
And a tube of paste. Yeah.
That's so beaten down.
Yes.
That's just life on the road. They're great. If you want to see good music, go see The Fix.
When Mick Jagger needs toothpaste on the road, someone gets it for him.
I never claim they're the Rolling Stones.
He's not dropped off at the Walmart.
I've never claimed they had the success of the Rolling Stones. Shut
and
up,
did
Fernando.
Did you guys go to the show?
I'm not saying anything.
Cackling in there,
me?
Acting like, oh, yeah, they're so beneath
oh,
me, The
well,
Fix.
Excuse I thought y'all me. Went to the
let's
show.
Let's vote for an 80-year-old fossil
junior,
that's playing up in Oklahoma. But
junior,
no, The Fix shouldn't even be on the list.
Didn't they have a roadie that led them off stage at some beaten-down club with a little flashlight?
It was... So yeah. Spinal Tap.
Sorry, Fernando. Tony Bennett's not
okay,
here
this
week, so
you
can't.
Fernando.
Why have you invoked
a
war on Fernando?
Coming to
man,
a beaten down venue.
What is that?
But yeah, let's laugh
a
at the Fix.
Wow.
Yeah. blow it out your butt, Fernando.
God almighty.
We should just vote. Biggest show coming to town this week, is it?
So nervous and afraid.
You should be. You're a gorilla. You should be fine.
Oh, how is that? So that's a total cover-up if that was not nominated.
We're having fun here. I'm not saying.
I'm putting my tinfoil hat on.
That's a cover-up.
Just saying.
I'm
just
thinking Earth may be flat now.
I just thought it was pretty funny. Man. Especially, I had to leave Coco the Gorilla in at the end.
That was
Coco the Gorilla is my new favorite
top
character.
Top tier.
Blow it out your
that was covered up in the ticket Roswell right
Coco
there.
The Gorilla is in bottom heaven. But, yeah, I think that's a pretty good muser's fight. It seemed to be a little tense at times and maybe some nervous laughter. Maybe a little nervous laughter.
He told him to blow it out his butt, which that's like a gosh darn for George.
Blow it out your butt, Fernando. That won't be a drop. But another one, we had one C-bomb nominated on Fox 4 this week. But this one, either it was covered up or it was just a really strong week. I'm not going to say any of these were covered up because it was such a good week for the E-break. But this is from everyone's top two favorite Saroys in the world. Cash Saroy.
Ooh, I like Vida a lot.
I said top two. I didn't say who it was between.
Okay. So that means it's her and Mike, or her and Cash, and Mike's third. Okay.
As we're doing show rankings. But yes, this saying the word country is hard to say.
Even you just saying it now bothered me for some reason because of the context.
And for some reason, maybe we all stammer on words, but we just don't notice it as much. But every time you stammer on the word country, it definitely, because there's a word in there that you can't say on the radio.
I don't think I've ever shortened that word.
I have.
And you know what?
In your personal life, you've never shortened it? I definitely have.
I would stop down now, but I don't think I have, and you know what?
Try it right now.
No, we'll talk about countries later. I'll never stammer on that word. You can mark that.
All right. you can mark that. But this went undumped. I kind of let this fly.
And with goalies, especially this far along in the World Cup or, you know, the big leagues around the world. Boy, I stopped that word short. You know, the amazing save has to happen when everything else is broken down.
It was an amazing save by Cash.
You can hear his mind having to regenerate. He had to hit the restart button real quick.
And in the big leagues around the world. Boy, I stopped that word short. You know, the amazing save has to happen when everything else...
The funny thing is, it's about this E-break. It's like the day that Michael Jackson died. Because you had so many like big deaths that summer that everything else kind of got forgotten.
There was three in the span of 10 minutes right there.
Yes, there was Cash's C-bomb, and then right after that was the winner, the Michael Jackson of the E-break that week. That was the Sam Hale moment.
So that was
Sam,
the Farrah Fawcett?
Sam, this was Farrah Fawcett.
Which one was the
OxyClean
guy?
Let's play the next one. This is the other one I told you about where Saroy... And I give him credit. It kind of looks like this is how his name should be pronounced phonetically, but I think it's pronounced a little differently.
Okay.
Samuel Umtiti! Is that the goal that puts France in a World Cup final?
Thanks, Sam. So that was Umtiti who scored.
God, you've got to be saying that wrong.
And put France up 1-0. And Belgium, man, they kept it up.
Walking line here.
What? That's right.
That can't be the way you say his name.
Say it differently.
How do you spell it so everybody understands? Umtiti?
That's what I think I heard on the TV.
U-M-T-I-T-I.
Umtiti.
Yeah.
Well, I'm American. I don't necessarily pronounce things the same way. Samuel.
So who had the goal?
Samuel Umtiti.
I feel uncomfortable.
Me laugh.
Background lino.
All right, so that was the audio that Samuel Hale was supposed to, that he played eventually. And now, listening back to this and knowing the genius of Mike Saroy, the only reason he had Samuel play that audio is so he could mispronounce Umtiti.
Yeah, he just
that's
heard
the
it.
Only reason he was doing that.
He was doing
so he could say
D.
that word.
Like with Davy and Donkey D.
In the play by play,
that's brilliant.
The announcer says his name, too.
Yes, right. He does.
He just heard
so
it.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he just wanted to say that.
You,
which
you
it's a funny word.
You want to give a shot at it?
It's It's not umtiti or
yeah, that's
You just said it. It's not umtiti, it's umtiti.
Yes, umtiti.
But if you're going for comedy in a real lazy, slow voice like Saroy,
thanks, Sam.
That way.
So that was umtiti.
Oh,
who scored?
God, you've got to be saying that wrong.
I love. I do love little giggling, chuckling Cash. That's always good comedy too.
And if we have, we got time for at least one more.
Sure.
Let's go to, this was Jake reading an email during Why Today Doesn't Suck. And I don't think the e-break is on Jake for this one because he's reading and I think they spelled it wrong. But this is Jake reading a Why Today Doesn't Suck birthday.
Dear Dan, can I get a 39th birthday shout out to myself? I have asked my friends and family for a birthday shout-out for years, so this year I'm taking action in my own hands. Drop request, Corby Asian impression. I am Japanese decent, so it's cool.
I don't know what that means. Oh, of Japanese descent.
Yeah. I am Japanese decent, so we're all good here. This comes to us from Bonnie.
That's like we were talking about earlier in the
Yeah, we'd say, what did Trey say? It's a Japanese heavy.
It's a very Japanese
very
show.
Japanese show. It has been.
Yeah.
In a good way.
It wasn't until that point, but now with that.
Sure. Is this where, because you said if it was too much, Trey gets up and walks out of the theater?
Right.
So is this where Trey gets up and walks out of the control room?
Well, not until after Community Quick Hits. He's got to
get ready for that.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Who do we say is the winner? I say it's got to be the fight.
We didn't open up the phones. Fight. Yeah, let's vote on the show. Justin, you get first vote. I'm going to be like Dan and get the last vote on Homer Call.
I'll say
Sam, your vote.
Sam.
Act it out.
Are you abstaining?
Sam.
Punching, so that's fight. So we got two for fight.
Unless he's punching a girl's breasts and then
yeah,
it could be
revote,
Mike
revote. Sam.
Because he stood up.
Is it this?
He just grabbed in his eye, so
or
that could
be
the
been,
Jake one.
Or he could have been punching the...
No, that was offensive, Justin. Why don't you
really
dump
did.
That?
Okay, Trey, your vote.
Oh, man, the fight. Okay, yeah, no, I'm fight. Tired of these Musers cover-ups.
Ooh, he works
getting to the bottom
too,
of this.
So he knows.
Yeah, I would not say that. I support the Musers and all of their endeavors. Ham.
Look at the teats on that one.
Oh, well...
I'll take that as an undervote for...
That was just a vote for...
I just wanted to say undervote.
Saroy.
Okay. I was going to vote for... I'll vote for the C-bomb, because I feel like that should have been nominated. Anytime you drop a C-bomb. But my vote doesn't count, so...
Yep.
The third place finish for the e-break this week. Congratulations to Fernand. Are we giving... We're just giving it to all the Musers, right?
Yeah, it's
all of them.
So
probably
you get your bronze...
It's probably George for covering it up.
Your bronze e-break.
It's
and that's not segment stealing, because it's... Even though it's the e-break, but it's the consolation game. It's topical because there's a consolation game tomorrow. Almost stopped short on that one also.
It's 550.
Purpose.